from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So a pretty scary story over the weekend from the NFL. Rookie wideout Ricky Pearsall of the San Francisco 49ers was shot in San Francisco as he was leaving. I believe it was an autograph signing or an event appearance that he was doing, like middle of the day.
3:30.
And according to the stories and the reports, somebody came and tried to rob him of his Rolex that he was wearing. A struggle ensued. He tried to wrestle the gun away from the 17-year-old, it turns out, that was trying to rob him. Gun goes off, hits Pearsall and also the guy who was trying to rob him, the robbery suspect. But luckily, it just exited his chest without hitting any major organs. He got lucky.
There was a miracle. Cop. There was a cop right there on the block that saw it happen. Basically, saw it happen, and she went right to Pearsall and started to stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. He asked her, "Am I going to die?" I mean, it was. She was getting emotional. This female cop, in San Francisco. And the 17-year-old. I mean, just a little punk. He's going to be charged as an adult, which he should. He should go away forever. But after what happened with Brian Robinson,
it's kind of hit home. Eerily similar to the Brian Robinson situation.
Exactly.
A terrifying situation. I saw, you see stories, the news is brutal. It has been for a long time, but there was like a 12-year-old that held up some guy at gunpoint. Did you see like a gas station guy? 12 years old. Yeah. So this kid's 17. There were so many horrific slaughter stories, those poor the people, the hostages were just murdered. And then there was a cop that was pleading for his life before a criminal. I don't even know where it was, just shot him, killed him. I was traumatized. I had a hard time going to sleep thinking about all these
things. How about the people,
imagine begging for your life?
Four people on the subway in the Chicago suburb, Forest Park, shot. Yeah. Killed right there on the subway.
Can you imagine being at gunpoint and literally you're down to your last, all you're doing is begging, "Hey, I got kids, please don't kill me," and then done. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but like the Pearsall thing is just disturbing because he's just out doing an appearance, fulfilling an obligation.
This dumbass kid sees his watch, wants to steal his watch, probably.
It's scary.
Maybe he was getting into his
scary
car.
Incident.
He literally is.
Glad he was okay.
Oh. But now, what are they saying? Like he can't play for months.
He's on the non-football injury list at this point.
He can't play for months, right? The bullet went through him.
Right.
Went out his back.
How long? I can't remember how long Robinson was out.
Robinson basically wasn't the same all year. Now it was a leg different than your chest.
Right.
Like presumably, if he could stay,
he played in the opener, didn't he?
So that happened.
Robinson played, but he wasn't the same.
Yeah,
he wasn't the same guy basically all year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pearsall's out for half the season.
He should be out for at least a month.
Scary story coming out of San Francisco. Let's jump into the Junk Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon user savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Yeah, I mean, the college football week one in the books, and you know, some interesting storylines, obviously, especially with what happened to Clemson on Saturday, what happened to Florida on Saturday. You know, Billy Napier in trouble, clearly in trouble to lose at the Swamp so badly. Cam Ward, the transfer in from Washington State, said, yeah, some of the Pac-12 stadiums I played in are much louder.
Sure.
I mean, they were calling, he was calling out the Florida Gators fans.
They smashed them.
Killed them. I mean, Cam Ward looked like a freaking Heisman winner.
And my brother told me before the game, because he's an alum, loves the U, that he was nervous. And then I was like, texted him a couple hours later, 38-10, still nervous.
Yeah,
a lot of blowback for Dabo,
but what happened with Clemson, I think, is a bigger story, because it's Clemson. I mean, Dabo has won national championships, and he's getting blown out by Georgia. Now, clearly, player for player, they're not better than Georgia, but you shouldn't get beat 34-3, and
it
comes
down. Roddy White's comments?
Too many white dudes.
Too many white dudes on the field for Clemson.
Right. Well, it comes down. Look, the system has changed. The game has changed. NIL and the portal has changed the game.
By the way, it's a double standard.
For Dabo to say, I'm not going to go into the portal. I'm not going to take players in.
Well, he's going to get steamrolled by the teams that are actively using the portal.
Correct. That's the reason.
Yeah. There's a double standard in life. Roddy White can get away with saying too many white dudes. Yep. A white guy could never say.
Never, ever.
The opposite.
Now, less. No kidding. Incendiary was DeAndre Hopkins, who also called out the offensive play calling and just the ineptness of Clemson's offense against Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, they just, well, they did look slow.
Yeah. How is their NIL? Is their NIL? I would assume they have a massive NIL program at Clemson.
Well, that's fine, but he's recruiting kids. He's not,
I mean, they're freshmen.
He's not getting kids
I understand
in.
That he's not getting, you know, the junior
like
and senior transfers.
His Clemson's graduation rate is so much higher than all of those schools in the SEC. All those schools in the Big 12.
You need a poop graduation rate to be successful.
He
may have to go to the academics board and say, look, let's ease the standards. Okay, we can make exceptions for the football team.
I'm going to defend Dabo just a little. I mean, it was a 6-0 game at halftime. It got away from them quickly. It's not like it's Georgia, by far the most talented team in the country.
They can't get beat by 31 to Georgia.
But,
I'm sorry.
I know, but I'm not writing them off, saying their season's over,
five
that they
or seven
can't come
years
back.
Ago, that never would have happened.
I'm not saying the season's over because of the conference they're in, but they're clearly not even close in the same neighborhood as the top teams.
Not right now. And but their quarterback was the top quarterback in the class.
Not good enough.
No, I realize that, but he's got a different pitch. I see what he's going for. His pitch is, I'm not going to replace you. He's recruiting the high school kids. He's telling the high school kids, I'm not going to replace you with juniors and seniors. Come play for me. We're going to develop you. And he still has top 10 recruiting classes. I understand it's been a couple bad years and it got away from them on Saturday, but I still think Clemson has enough talent to definitely compete and possibly make the playoffs on the back end.
By the way,
I'd be surprised. I mean, just because of the conference they're in, if they win the conference they're in, and if you look at the schedule, nobody really scares you. You would have thought Florida State on the road would scare you a little bit, but maybe not. I mean, they probably can win most of the games on the schedule, but that's embarrassing for Clemson to be a premier, you know, not a blue blood, but pretty close program, and to get embarrassed on national TV like that. And I'm not saying it's bad that what he does, because he tries to build like this family culture, and he goes out and gets, you know, good kids. He rarely has, you know, problem kids like some of the Georgia kids, right? They're just not good enough. Just because he has a top 10 recruiting class doesn't mean anything, because sometimes those kids just aren't good enough, and the top 10 players or classes don't end up being top 10 at the end of the year. They're just clearly not good enough to compete with teams like Georgia.
Yeah, I agree. But there is something to be said for
now.
Programs that always just like supplement with transfers, that can hurt morale. It's not a great thing. You know what I mean?
Unless like every game.
It probably isn't good for the culture, because kids say, all right, well, you recruited me, coach. You said I was going to be your number two receiver. Now I'm sitting the bench. I'm not playing because you brought in a kid from Texas.
Now it's my senior year. It's my chance to play.
Right.
Now you brought in some guy.
Hey, that's competition.
Right.
It is competition.
Competition at its highest level. You, but at the you can't end worry of the about hurting kids' feelings.
But at the end of the day, it's
I'm
about
just telling
winning.
You what does happen.
If you're Clemson,
it's the way of the world,
winning.
Though, now. I mean, I'm a casual college football fan. There were new quarterbacks all over the place. I mean, he mentions Miami's got a new quarterback. Everybody's got a new quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's professional
just
football.
Bouncing around.
It's professional football.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's free agency. The portal's free
it's
agency.
It's free agency.
And I'm not, I, if I was, if I had a kid who was a stud, I'd say I'd love for him to play for Dabo. Dabo seems like a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes him. He's going to treat you right. Mm-hmm. He, you know, probably sticks to his promises. But if it's about winning, it's not happening at Clemson now.
Right.
Hey, so you let off talking about Virginia Tech losing. You should give the Terps a little shine.
Absolutely. Give them some love.
Big win. Did he play all three quarterbacks? I think he did.
Yep.
So Billy Edwards started, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I obviously didn't
see
the
game.
He got
the nod.
Billy Ball.
Yep.
He was good
Billy
in the
Ball,
bowl game.
Billy Ball with Ty Felton is a pretty good combination,
Felton had
at least
a bomb
in week
game.
One.
Hemby didn't put up a lot of yards, but he scored.
I thought of you,
and then they're going to play Michigan State this weekend, who struggled this past week.
As good as UConn is in hoops, they're that bad in football.
I know.
Whoever the starting quarterback is, Evers, is that his name?
Yes, that's the kid who transferred in from...
Good athlete.
Did he transfer in from Washington?
I think he was in Oklahoma
to Wisconsin to UConn.
He's been on a football odyssey.
Yeah.
Good athlete, can run, poor passer. And the Terps were exploiting him.
Valdez, I thought of you because afterwards, I guess this is a Locksley bit where he has the guy... I'm sure you guys saw the clip where they were all singing the Maryland...
Sing the damn song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And again...
Get fired up.
I don't know the song. I've heard it a million times. I never bothered to learn it. I know he's bragged about knowing it mm-hmm. for 10 years. And I just thought of you because...
That's the first thing they do is when you're a freshman, they gather you during orientation. Mm-hmm. They teach you the fight song.
Yep.
They didn't teach me it. Or if they did, it went in one ear, out the other.
You forgot it,
it
obviously.
It wasn't an important thing to me.
Yeah, after Dubs...
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Maryland, we're all behind you. Race high the black and gold, where there is nothing half so glorious.
What's Towson's fight song?
Victorious.
I've forgotten about them.
Now, I've heard boat race by Cincinnati. But it never registered with me as something that I needed to learn. And I was stunned to see. And I went to Maryland, got my bachelor's. I got my master's there. Mm-hmm. I lived off campus at College Park for 5 years.
We're going to take away your Terp card.
You probably could because JP, did you learn the fight song? It was not something that we learned. It wasn't a thing.
But it was boat race city. UConn never was a threat in the game. And hopefully they can do something similar to Michigan State this upcoming weekend.
I did notice that the locker room in that video looked way better than the old locker room.
Their facilities, aside from the stadium, have had a massive glow up.
Yeah. Are we talking to Coach Locks
with
tomorrow?
The Jones Hill House?
Yeah.
It's
we need a
state
tour.
Of the art.
You know what we need?
Oh, we can definitely get a tour.
We need a tour. Dravin, can we set up a tour? I would do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to get the Randy treatment from Locks. I want to drive around in a golf cart with him.
Sit in his office.
I want to sit in his office, put my feet on his desk.
Yeah.
And I want them to just give me free stuff.
His Locks on the show tomorrow.
Yep. Wednesdays at 9:45.
Yeah, I want to be a guest of his. Jason, would you do that? I know you don't, but you like to be wine and nine. I want to be guest of Locks at practice.
You know what we could do? We could try to get the Wale treatment, who's on the sideline during the game.
Wale was on the sideline, like hooting and hollering.
Talking to Locks during the game. Yeah. Like right next to him.
He probably gave him a couple plays.
I'm not going to talk. He didn't want to talk to us.
Of course he doesn't want to talk to us.
But
I wouldn't mind some sideline access.
Cakes can give him his go-to play. What was that one go-to play?
Take a wide receiver screen.
Yeah.
It would have worked to perfection against UConn.
The game stuff's going to be difficult for me. I travel every weekend.
Hey, can you imagine those 19-year-olds on the sideline when Wale's there and then they see Cakes?
They're like, who's that old codger?
Yeah.
And then they're like, I can't believe Wale's here. I'm going to show out for Wale. Next week it's Cakes.
No, Wale deserves to
be.
I would be all the way near like the railing, near like the student section. I wouldn't.
No. You gotta be like Wale. You have like a towel. You sprint down the sideline.
No. I just want to go to practice.
It's a big drop off.
I want to drive around in the golf cart. I want to put my feet up on his desk. Yeah. I want to look at his recruiting board.
And I want free stuff. Just find a weekend you're here.
I'm not here.
Well, then we'll have to cut you out.
I just want to do a practice thing.
When you can sit on the sideline for the game.
Yeah.
I've been on the sideline for those games, to be honest with you.
Big time.
Yeah, not
big
with Locks, you haven't.
But I've been on sideline for those games.
Yeah. Just go.
It's fun. Not against it.
Cakes, you should dress up like Special K.
Special K.
The guy that
was the key.
Oh, the guy that passed?
Yes, he passed.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, why did he pass? What happened?
I guess he had an illness and passed.
Terrible.
Sad. Very sad.
You could be the new Special K.
I could be the key play guy.
Yeah.
Special Cakes. That's.
Yes, I can do that. I can fill that void.
Do they have a guy that replaced Special K?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might take your Terp card away because you were the big ringleader for the tailgate.
You're projecting because you can't do the fight song.
No, I'm not.
You're projecting.
Why am I projecting?
Because we already took your Terp card away. You're trying to take mine away.
Well, yeah, I'm doing tit for tat.
You can't take his away.
I'm not projecting. I'm doing tit for tat.
You can't take mine away.
You were
so
the,
secure.
You
EP
were the
has
guy.
More degrees from Maryland. Gave him probably more money.
I spent more time there. In the
That's not necessarily a good thing, is it? You spend more time in a college?
Hey, how dare you? I did that, too.
He lived there post-college.
I'm glad my girls haven't.
I thought I was going to buy a house.
I've given the most money to Maryland from anybody in this room.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm at the top of that total.
Yeah, you got like the Amex Black of Terps cards.
Good. I like that. All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. When we come back, we'll talk Commanders. What is the ceiling and floor for the Commanders in 2024. We'll do that next on The Fan. CBS.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports.com put out an article where they do the ceiling and the floor predictions for every team in the NFL.
For wins or just for this week?
For the entire season.
Okay, so for wins. All right.
So their prediction for the Commanders, their ceiling for the Commanders is an 8-9 finish missing the playoffs. And here's the write-up for it. Plenty of reasons to be excited in Washington with Jaden Daniels having the keys of the offense in his rookie year. He'll be a player to watch every week, especially since he provides a threat to get first downs on the ground. Daniels gets a reliable wideout in Terry McLaurin and a promising rookie tight end in Ben Sinnott to pair with Zach Ertz. Running back Austin Eckler is looking for a bounce-back year as well. Dan Quinn is charged with fixing a defense that was arguably the worst in the NFL last season. The Commanders will have multiple new starters on the revamped unit with linebackers Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, Jason's neighbor. I threw that in there. Mm-hmm. Significant upgrades from last year. Things are looking up in Washington. So that's the ceiling case, according to CBSSports.com, for the Commanders.
And what is the floor case?
Can you guess their floor?
Ooh, 5.
4-13.
Yeah, 4-13.
5.
5. EB, 5-12. Care to guess the floor for the Commanders according to CBSSports.com?
I mean, if Jaden goes down, it could be like, yeah, 3 or 4. If Jaden goes down, but if he stays healthy, I'm pretty optimistic.
CBSSports.com has the floor for the Commanders as 6-11, obviously missing the playoffs. The Commanders have improved, but this is still a rebuild. The secondary was the worst in football last year and is still a work in progress, especially at corner. The pass rush improved with Dorrance Armstrong, yet needs Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen to play at their 2022 levels. The O-line was poor last year, and Daniels may be running for his life, needing center Tyler Biadasz to solidify it. This roster is still evolving, but the Commanders will be better in Quinn's first year.
This is maybe why you want to lean more towards the ceiling. I just saw this, and I posted this on our Instagram page. Give us a follow at Sports Junkies Radio. The Athletic surveyed 31 agents. They do an annual agent survey. And the team voted as having the best offseason, the Washington Commanders.
Wow. That's okay. Agents, I would rather it be personnel people than agents, but still, that's a positive
sign. But they're
dealing
with personnel. Okay. I would say the ceiling is higher than what they have. My ceiling would be 10 wins. Jaden Daniels has the CJ Stroud-like season, and they are this year's Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. So I would say the ceiling is higher. My floor would be lower because there's a possibility. From all the reports, it doesn't seem likely, but there's a possibility that Jaden Daniels has a Bryce Young-like rookie season or he gets hurt. There's a good possibility the secondary stinks and the offensive line struggles.
I think the latter
and a lot of things can go wrong.
Is more possible with Jaden, the him getting hurt, than him having a Bryce Young-like type season. I just don't see him having that poor of a stat line.
They don't have great weapons for him.
Yeah, but I think the difference is you're discounting his legs. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I mean, he could run for 800 or 900 yards as a rookie if he stays healthy.
Keep I'm not discounting on it because I'm not betting on that, but I'm just saying that I think the floor is lower than the 6 wins and they have. They could have a repeat season. Their defense was dead last year.
You don't think they're markedly better defensively?
I think their linebackers are better. I think that their pass rush is a huge question mark, and their secondary is weak.
Yeah.
And then I think the offensive line struggles. We don't know if Noah Brown's going to be a good number two receiver or whatever the heck they do. I know you've got confidence they might not have enough for him.
I think,
but yeah, I do think, look, I said the ceiling should be higher. I don't know. What is your range?
I think the ceiling, I think the ceiling could be 10-7.
That's exactly what I said. Ceiling of 10.
And I think like the floor, I think their floor is close. Like I don't think they're worse than like a 5-win team. If they're right where they were last year with Ron, or God forbid worse,
yeah,
then the first year of Dan Quinn is just unmitigated disaster.
If you want to chime in,
better than Ron.
You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What do you think the floor and the ceiling are for the Washington Commanders this season? So my floor, 4 wins, repeat of last year, just dreadful. Everything goes wrong. Ceiling, 10 wins. They're this year's Houston Texans.
Yeah. I'm going to put some stock into the coaching staff and how they're just going to be more prepared each week. I think the defense will be better. I don't know how much better. Not going to be dead last. I mean, they could be 5, 6, 7 spots better in the league, but that's still a significant difference to me. Offensively, I think that...
markedly better.
Yeah, I would agree. And I also think that they'll be more balanced offensively because Kingsbury is going to do a much better job than Bieniemy did.
Right.
I still have concerns about the wide out threats because if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm just taking McLaurin out of the game and I'm making those other guys beat me. All right, if they start beating me, I'll adjust. But that's what I would do as
a
DC.
What about we're forgetting about our tight ends and Eckler and Robinson, those guys coming out of the backfield, catching balls?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a factor. I just don't know yet. I don't know because we just didn't see enough from Daniels.
By the way, I botched the thing about Robinson. As a rookie, he was put on the pup list and missed the first 4 games.
Right.
I'd forgotten. Yeah. I'd blocked that out.
I know. Yeah. And we just let you.
And did he come back in week 5? Did he play in that 5th game?
I think so. Yeah. Who knows?
Now, but you had them as the a 7-win team, I believe, when we went through the schedule. And we're going to do it again during our crab kickoff on Thursday.
I think that'll be my first official. There's still not a schedule prediction in there for
But, Jason, give me your floor, your record. Ceiling.
I think ceiling's probably 9 wins. I think that'd be a great year. Because if you win 9 games, that means your quarterback played pretty darn well.
I might be getting swept up in Jaden mania, personally.
I still have to see.
And what's You're your floor?
There's no way they're going to be 4-13.
I could be wrong.
I would say their floor is probably 6 wins.
I think my schedule prediction, my crab cake schedule prediction, is going to be, it might start with a 1.
Really?
And there might be another number. It's not going to just be 1-16. Like,
yeah.
There's going to be a second number after the 1.
Right.
Oh, and it probably looks like this.
Oh, are we drinking a strong?
He's done that like 2 out of the last 3
Bickle.
Seasons.
Yeah. Are we drinking a strong IPA on Thursday?
I guess.
Didn't you think they were going to win double digits with Fitzpatrick?
You can have a little.
I was swept up in Ryan Fitzpatrick mania. Yeah, I fell for Fitzmagic. I didn't know he went on a water slide and injured his hip before the season.
You're just short of EB on the Kool-Aid drinking of the Commanders.
I might be ladling the Kool-Aid with Jaden Daniels.
All right, EB, what's your floor? What's your ceiling?
It's an impossible question to ask. It has to be caveats.
It's actually not impossible.
It is because it can't see the future.
It's actually a pretty easy question. No, it's floor to ceiling.
No, it's not.
There's an answer.
No, it's not. There has to be a caveat. Does Jaden stay healthy?
No, but that's the point. No, you build that into your floor.
We can't read the future.
You build that into your floor.
The whole season hinges on him.
So if he gets hurt, how many games they win?
They could win 0.
Okay, so that's your floor, 0 wins.
If he gets hurt?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the whole season
If he's like Aaron Rodgers, plays 4 snaps, and his Achilles.
And then we have to go to Mariota? It's
Mario.
Over.
Yeah,
Mariota, whatever. Over.
So your floor then would be 0.
My floor would be, how many did Mariota win when he, Mariota, whatever. You can't even say the guy's,
Mariota.
He's so you can't not say good that no one knows his name.
It's Marcus Mariota.
Mariota, when he, Jabs Idol, when he played before he quit in Atlanta.
On the Falcons?
How many wins did he have before he quit?
They were almost 500.
I'm going to guess 6 or 7.
Well, I just don't think he can do it.
What's your ceiling? Can you answer that?
Yeah, 10, 11.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, 10 or 11 is my ceiling, 100%. If we're balling?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
If Eckler is as good as Jason and I think, if Ertz can stay healthy, or they play Sinnott.
I think Ertz is going to have a bunch of catches.
I think he's going to have a bunch, I think Sinnott can do it.
Because there's no established number 2.
But, by the way, he hadn't stayed healthy for years.
I understand, but the last time he played, I think 15 games a few years ago, he had a lot of catches in a Cliff Kingsbury offense.
Yeah, that's fine. But again, staying healthy is
I understand
not
that
very easy to do.
That's a big question for him.
It can happen. If we pressure, I mean, you know what? I know we lost Chase and Montez. Those guys,
yeah.
They didn't really do that much. Montez had moments. It's not like we lost anything. So these bums we brought in, why can't they be as good or better than the bums we got rid of?
Did I bet on them for the stupid sack record? I think I might have.
Yeah,
what an awful bet.
Yeah, those guys, we act like we lost something. They didn't really do anything.
You love addition by subtraction.
It's addition by subtraction.
You love Dorrance Armstrong.
Dante Fowler. I'm not going to say bust proof on Jaden. I'm going to say can't miss her. He's a can't miss her.
Seems like a can't miss her.
He's a can't miss her.
Very similar to bust proof.
I'm going
to
say
right next to each other.
He's a can't. It gives me a little more leeway. I'm can't miss her. He's Jaden Daniels will be a star in this league.
I would say
save that.
Can't miss her is
He'll
very
be a star
close
in
to bust
league.
Proof.
It's
I know.
The same.
They're basically the same.
I know. Look, star. Not just pretty good.
Yeah.
No. A full-blown superstar. Not necessarily by week 3. But when this is all said and done, we're going to look back and say this was the transformative guy.
Right.
That
Hopefully
changed
that's the
direction of the franchise.
God willing.
He's not Haskins. He's not Howell. He's not Wentz. He's not Fitzmagic. He's way better than Robert.
Heineke, your guy.
I mean, the only guy that could say that for sure will be tough to surpass would actually be Kirk, because Kirk has been really good.
It's been very good.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you think the floor is for the Commanders, and what do you think the ceiling is?
Let's go to Jim. Jim is just a negative Nelly. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead. Just bring everybody down.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, sir.
Here's my take. I might be 5.5. I think the coaching staff, new organization, might jump it up 1.5 games, but we got to be really serious about the offensive line. We can talk about the two new players, but we can also just talk that I don't see a tremendous improvement. I think we're equal, or maybe just a hair back on the receivers. Maybe we're equal. I don't know. We're basically saying Peter's strategy of let's put together a committee that's going to work better than Jahan Dotson. I really don't know. In terms of, and I asked you this question before I make my final point, what did C.J. Stroud, was that 10 wins for him?
The Texans,
last
yes.
Last year, yeah.
Okay, well, he's the absolute, he's the ceiling on roids. I mean, he is the top. Anybody who says over 10 is in a different planet. But I think 7 would be solid. It also just takes into consideration a really strong start by Daniels. But not perhaps a Stroud performance.
Do you believe when it's all said and done that Jaden Daniels will be a star NFL quarterback?
I think 80% star at least. Yeah. I really do. I just think that he's got everything you need. He's got real strong confidence that I think people don't weigh into as much. I just think he's going to go in
it's
there.
It's a quiet
and more
confidence. It's
swagger.
It's not an arrogance that is off-putting. Like other guys we've had around here.
Like Robert.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love you guys' take.
Yeah, thank you.
So the
Texans
in 2022 were 3-13-1. So slightly worse than what Washington was last year.
Seven,
they jumped to
10-7
last season. But also, I always bring up Indianapolis, I mean, played the Texans in the last game. The winner was going to go to the playoffs. Like, they were that close to the same type of turnaround.
We can't overstate how much better our coaching staff is
true.
Than those losers.
So much better.
Losers, top to bottom, that we had.
I generally agree with you, but Quinn's resume is just like Ron's when he took over.
Take the whole thing. Take the whole staff.
Yeah, we liked Jack Del Rio as the defensive coordinator when he took over.
I understand, but we were wrong. We were all wrong. Not wrong about
Cakes,
the staff.
The Jaden Daniels rushing prop. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say 475 yards.
No, for the game. I'm sorry,
for
Tampa.
This game.
68.
No, it's got to be lower than that. 47.5.
All right, would you go over or under that?
I'd go over.
It's lower.
It's lower than that?
Definitely
what
go
is it?
Over.
39.5.
Oh,
that's the only?
Can I borrow money from you to make that bet?
Yeah.
And from you?
Brian Robinson's rushing prop. What do you think it is?
61.5 yards.
Would you go over or under?
I would go over.
Man, you guys think they're going to run like 200 yards.
No.
It's way under that.
What is it?
37.5.
42.5.
Oh, my God. Put your entire 401k on it. He has never looked this good.
All right, hold on.
Put your entire 401k on B-Rob over 42 yards.
Better be tweaks his ankle.
Cakes. That. In all my years of doing the show, how many years have we been doing this? I forgot.
Like almost 30, Rick.
28. That's the biggest lock I've ever heard.
All right. Pass
it. In the preseason,
save
EB.
That so you can play it on.
Go
put it in.
He had eight carries. I will.
What?
He had eight carries in the preseason.
I know, but for 42 yards.
Saving for the regular season, Rick.
You talk to elite talent evaluators, they just need to see a few minutes. That's all. Elite guys like me, that's all we need. I don't need 50 carries.
You thought Howell was silly. You thought Carson Wentz was silly.
No, I didn't. It was 51-49 on Wentz. Go to the tape. I said cautiously optimistic.
All right, passing props for Daniels for Tampa.
210 yards.
Very close. 218.5. Passing touchdowns for Daniels.
Hopefully it's 1.5.
Well, they set it at 1.5, but if you want to go under the 1.5, you're laying almost 2.5 to 1.
I'll be honest, I'm staying away from those.
No, they think he's going to throw for less.
Okay. I'm staying away from those.
Passing touchdowns over 1.5 plus 165 for Daniels.
So
they don't think that's going to be a legit passing attack this week against Tampa. Running the ball, oh Man, those numbers seem low. I'm just wondering why they're setting them so low.
All right, we come back.
They don't know the future.
I know. They're just setting up.
I hate people that say, oh, Vegas knows. They don't know anything.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. You can call now at 800-636-1067 for your chance to win. Going to give away a great prize right now. Two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco, It Ain't Right Tour. It touches down at Capital One Arena Saturday, September 28th. Got a bunch of callers lined up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're going to play a fun little game called Tight End Roulette. I'll throw out a team. You give us their starting tight end. If you name that person, you win the tickets. It's that easy. It's that simple. All right, let's go to the phones, get our first contestant on the line. Let's go to Ian on line six. Look, it looks like he's been on hold the longest.
I don't even, I mean, he's talking to people. He wants me to go to line one. Let's go. He wants me to go. Let's go to Raphael. Raphael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, hello, Raphael. Yeah, what's up?
Raphael, if you can name the starting tight end for the Arizona Cardinals, you win the prize.
The Cardinals?
The Arizona Cardinals, yes.
Damn. I have no idea. I'm not a Cardinal fan.
That's trouble for you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Raphael. Yeah.
I believe you can burn that one, right?
I believe he is the starting tight end for my Johnny League team.
Yes.
Trey McBride.
That is Trey McBride. That's correct. That's how this works.
And he's kind of a stud.
He's kind of silly, and he's going to catch a lot of touchdowns from Kyler Murray.
All right, let's
Jason's go to, hoping that, because that's who I drafted for his team over the weekend.
Go to Matt.
His D-minus team.
The D-minus team. Matt.
What's up, guys?
Good morning. Who's the starting tight end for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, who cares about the Browns?
This is trouble.
That's pretty easy.
It's trouble for you, sir. He loses. It's David Njoku. Come on, everybody knows this.
Who you drafted for me.
Have people not been participating in fantasy drafts?
Hey, he's the guy that got burned, too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Does he still like look all messed up, or did a lot of that heal?
No, I think it healed.
Like, his face got burned, too, right?
You can tell a little bit, but not.
Because he was a good-looking guy, I think I remember.
Yeah.
And then I think his face
got burned. He looks a lot better.
And hands got burned.
Imagine you're a tight end, you're handsome, and your hands.
I think it was like a grill or like a fire pit type of incident.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like fireworks.
I don't think it was fireworks related.
I thought
it was fireworks.
Maybe.
No, because it was in season. Wasn't it in season?
It was a fire pit accident.
Fire pit. You know what? He probably got a little aggressive. Maybe he went lighter fluid.
Yeah, poor light.
Like, you know,
I see guys
do you really
that.
Need lighter fluid? You just need some kindling. You need some logs, and your fire should be good.
My fire pit day, I was a fire king. I have to relinquish the crown. I haven't had a fire
pit
in a year.
Oh, it's fall. Fall's right around the corner. It's perfect fire pit time.
I just hit
fall
golf
into
balls.
Winter.
I hit golf balls instead. I don't sit by the fire pit and drink. That's
you
what
just
I did.
Hit golf balls and drink?
I don't really actually drink when I hit golf balls.
Okay.
Because I'm locked in.
It's a serious pursuit.
All right, it is. Let's go to CB. CB, what's up, buddy?
CB?
CB, you there?
I don't hear CB on all the other right. end.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
What's up?
Steve, you ready for tight end roulette?
I guess so.
Gotta make it easier.
Who's the starting tight end for the Detroit Lions? He's in his second year and he's kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sam Laporta.
Winner! See how easy this game is? If you actually look at somebody's depth chart or roster every once in a while, you're a winner. You get two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. It Ain't Right Tour, Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/.
I didn't get Laporta in any of my leagues. I was a little bit bummed.
Mm.
Now, I guess it's on me because I could have drafted him a little higher than they went. But
do you want to go quickly through the roster that I drafted for you? So we could try to goof on it, praise it.
All right. So
stuff you liked, what you didn't like.
What? Remind me the pick I had, number pick I had.
You had pick number four.
Four.
I believe.
All right.
Pick number four overall.
He took Breece Hall, four overall.
I think that's pretty solid.
Sure.
I mean, McCaffrey was already gone. Tyreek Hill and CeeDee Lamb gone.
Yep.
They were taking Bijan.
Now, this league.
Could have taken Bijan.
This league is 14 teams, and it was seven. It's seven points per touchdown.
Correct.
All touchdowns, 7 points.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the second round pick was it Kyler Murray?
No, I'm sorry. Kyler was pretty late.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Your second round pick had to have been
I think it was Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. Jalen Waddle's my other receiver.
Pretty good.
Kyler Murray is the quarterback. Running backs are Breece Hall, and he drafted Jaleel McLaughlin from Denver.
There are a lot of people goofing on the Jaleel McLaughlin.
He's not the starter on the depth chart.
But let a lot of people?
Well, a very loud, small minority.
Did you get one comment or something during the draft?
There were comments.
Okay.
Here's the book on Jaleel McLaughlin. Pass-catching specialist, the Broncos cut Samaje Perine, an older version of Jaleel McLaughlin, and in Sean Payton offenses, the running backs get targeted for receptions at an absurd rate.
Yeah, he's going to throw it to him if he stays healthy.
So, I think that's a decent RB2 for you. In a full PPR, by the way.
Full PPR.
Yes.
Also, he took Rashee Rice, wide receiver from the Chiefs.
I think that's a steal of the draft.
Do you want the back padding machine for every pick? Jeez.
Yes, I do.
And Njoku's my tight end.
The steal of the draft.
Rashee Rice is the steal of the draft. In my opinion.
I hope he's right.
Where did Jaden Daniels get picked?
I don't know. I don't have that in front. I think he went
I think he went eighth round in this particular draft.
Right.
Bench, you've got Jaden Reed, receiver for the Packers. Got Jackson Smith and Jigba, receiver for the Seahawks. I've got Ty Chandler, running back for Minnesota.
Now, he's the backup, but Aaron Jones is made of glass. Yeah. So he could be a starter by week four.
And I told him to draft Jordan Mason late in the draft because...
Thank you.
Kyle Shanahan's talked about scaling back a little bit on McCaffrey. He was on a field for like 72% of the offensive plays. He wants to scale that back so he's healthy for the playoffs.
And he's entering the season with a Christian McCaffrey injury already.
Yes.
So a calf injury.
Jordan Mason, I think, could get – and then Elijah Mitchell's out for the year. So Mason's the backup. I think he could get more time.
Correct.
Will Levis is my backup quarterback.
Don't love that. But again – it's a 14-team league.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Anyway, so that particular draft got a D- on Yahoo.
And again, all we do is disrespect the Yahoo algorithm.
The only thing I will say is I think you, and again, I'm not a fantasy guy. I haven't been in for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I think when touchdowns are 7 points, that's why the quarterbacks, there was a run on them, right? Didn't you say that?
Right, and I got him a top 10 quarterback in Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but you need two. You start two.
No, different league.
No, that's a different league.
This is a one-quarterback league.
One-quarterback league.
EB, I lean more towards you where you don't do any fantasy. I like to have a team, maybe two, three teams. Yeah. It becomes too much. I mean, Cake's got like 7. He's got like 10.
No, because you end up rooting against yourself.
This is the best news I've ever got. A buddy just texted me, said, I found a buddy at work to take your fantasy spots. That's the best news I've heard all day.
So yes, you are rooting
against yourself at times, a lot of times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the way I look at it is the more leagues you enter, the better chance you have to win some cash. That's why I entered 5.
You're getting multiple bites at the apple, which I like.
I don't know.
And you know what? I'm just addicted to it.
You're addicted.
You know what?
That's what it comes down to.
I can't wait. I can't wait to do victory laps for that silly team that I drafted.
I hope you're right.
It's just a lot to handle.
We already have... You're not in any of these, EB, but we've got the college football fantasy league or leagues you're in.
I'm only in one.
You have college football survivor.
I'm in that.
Congratulations to Jason for sending out the first email with 50 teams.
52.
52 players and the teams they picked.
One person lost the conference this week. They took Virginia Tech, losing to Vandy. So they're out for the ACC.
Then we're going to have our Circus Survivor, which we're going to start this week.
Oh, yeah.
Got pro teams, college. It's just a lot.
When are we making a Circa pick?
I mean,
it's got to be Thursday.
It's got to be before Thursday.
Doesn't it have to be before the first game?
That's if you're taking the game
on
Thursday.
If we don't want to take them.
We're not taking the Chiefs or the Ravens. We're not burning them.
No, we're not doing that. So we could pick it on Friday.
We'll pick Friday.
Take away your bets. How many Survivor and leagues do you deal with every weekend?
Well, I've got 8 total fantasy leagues. Right. I've got our Survivor. I've got a Big Ten, just a Big Ten college football Survivor.
Now I know why you're so stressed out.
Some days I make 20 bets.
So that's 10, and then our Survivor, Circa. Yeah. So it'll be 11.
It's all good. You know what? This makes fall fun. Part of what makes fall fun. Survivor.
I mean,
fantasy leagues.
Probably invested a little too much money, to be honest with you. I mean, if I had to go through it all, it's probably $800-$900, mm-hmm. maybe $1,000.
That's not. At the end of the day, it's not. For the year? Not
for all of it combined, yeah. It's probably about $1,000.
All right, when we come back,
The circuit was $250.
We'll get back into college football. Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com, joins us next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.